We're talking with Francis Arsenault today, and you are a Canadian country musician. Now, which area are you based in?
I'm from Antigonish. Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. Have you always lived there?
I have, yeah. It's a small little town. It's got a university.
Mm-hmm.
St. Francis Xavier University.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, quiet little town.
Okay, great. Now, I was reading a little bit of your bio here, so it's kind of interesting the way you started in music. I guess you heard music around the kitchen table?
Yeah, yeah. I had an uncle that used to play,
mm-hmm.
and he still does, actually, but when I first heard him play, it's something I had to do.
Okay.
I wanted to learn how to play the guitar and sing, and I was probably around 10 years old when I started that, yeah.
Okay, so the guitar is the first instrument you played then, and it was pretty interesting how you got your first guitar, too.
Yeah, you read that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I'll never forget, you know, going to my mother and asking her for a guitar at that age, and, you know, she sang around the house, too, quite a bit. She'd be listening to the radio and be humming to the songs and singing, and you never forget stuff like that.
No, great memories, okay. That's great that she supported you then, and because I guess she didn't have the money right away to pay for the entire guitar, so she paid for it in installments?
Yeah, she did, yeah. It was pretty neat, and it was at that time it was pretty cool, the store to let anybody do something like that.
Okay.
You'd never hear of anybody doing that today, I don't think.
Well, unlike most 10-year-olds, you actually you kept with the guitar and you're singing too and made a career out of it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I always, right from the start of it, it's just something that stayed with me, and I just love doing it too. It's just, even just love home at night and just playing the guitar and
mm-hmm.
and singing. I really enjoy that.
Okay, so your day job is actually a stonemason, and you really love music. Your guitar is never far away. It's a great escape, you say.
Yeah, after, I'm a stonemason by trade. I do fireplaces and retaining walls, stone retaining walls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, that was my father. My father did it. My grandfather did it.
Okay.
And,
that's,
you know, so come home and after a long day's work, you get the kids to sleep, and sometimes grab the guitar and find a corner in the house that's away from the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And try not to make too much noise, you know.
Good. And your wife is very supportive, too, and you have 4 children. And you've dedicated, this is your debut CD to your family?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
So tell us about making that debut CD, Francis.
How we started it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually started about 6 years ago. I decided to do a record, and
mm-hmm.
I started doing it. I was in the studio, and I ran into some vocal troubles.
Okay.
I had what they call polyps, and I had to stop.
Okay.
And I had to go get some surgery done. And just last year, I decided to start the project again,
mm-hmm.
and went from there. You know. It's fun, a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing it, and I'd love to do another one. The writing part of it is what I really enjoy. And,
mm-hmm. So you've done the writing for all the songs too?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Where do you get your inspiration, Francis?
Well, a lot of these songs on my CD are about my family and about
mm-hmm.
my life and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and so it was easy to write some of these songs.
Okay, and right now we're playing the song Come On With Me, and I guess that's the title of the CD also, isn't it?
It is too, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And this is the second single off the CD?
It's a that's right, yeah, second single. It was my first song that I had written.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's pretty neat then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, do you have any other Canadian artists that you're inspired by?
Oh, so many out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember when I was younger, you know, Mom used to be playing Ian Tyson and Anne Murray a lot. I used to listen to them an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, today there's so many good ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
George Canyon's great. There's a lot of good talent out there today. But
yeah, there is a lot of good Canadian talent, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Lisa Brokaw, you know,
mm-hmm.
I like her stuff, too.
Are you planning anything, any special events for this summer? Are you playing live at any festivals or fairs? Or
not as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on getting the group back together again. I used to play a few years ago, and so we had a few practices. So we're hopefully maybe getting ready for the fall.
Okay.
Do some playing in around the mm-hmm. Anacostia area for starters.
Okay. Is the band Saddle Tramp still going, or are you reuniting with them? Are you kind of solo now, or?
Well, I'm just solo right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get everybody back together that played before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like everybody's on board. Like I said, we had about four practices, and it feels good to get the boys all together again and play some music, and especially when it's your own songs that you've written.
That's great.
Feels pretty good.
That's great. And the fact that you write your own songs, too, I think that makes it even more special. So that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, do you have a website, Francis?
I have a MySpace set up.
Okay.
And you just go, Francis Arsenault, and you'll see MySpace will come up. And I have actually 4 or 5 songs on there that you can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's information on there, too, if you want to purchase a CD of mine, too. So.
Okay, so the information to purchase the CD is on there. Okay. Is your CD also in music stores across Canada? Or?
No, I just have them locally.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 stores in Iran, Anakin, and Sharia.
Okay, so if somebody wants a copy, then just go to the MySpace website then.
Exactly, and there's an address there too, yeah, and there's an email address too also. So.
Okay, well that's great, good. Anything else you wanted to say about yourself or your music before we go, Francis?
I can't wait to do another CD. I'm working on another one right now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was my first one, the first one I did, and
mm-hmm.
so really enjoy doing it, and I can't wait to, I've got some songs written for the second one.
Wow.
And, it's...
That's great. How many songs are on the first CD?
There's 12.
12? Okay, good.
Yeah, 12, so...
That's great. Well, we certainly wish you all the best there, Francis, and we really enjoy playing your music here.
Maureen, thank you so much. It's great to hear that, and it's great to have, some support from radio stations like you guys to do this for me. It's tough to get the songs out there,
Well, we really love supporting Canadian artists here, and there's so many great Canadian artists, and especially a lot of great Canadian country artists, too.
Yeah, you got that right. Sure is.
Okay, well, all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I was walking down on Main Street, thinking about the thing we did last night, and I was hoping we'd go dancing and do the thing we did the other night. Pick you up, baby, we'll head down to our favorite place. We'll have a drink of only wine. Girl, I know you wanna go. Come on with me. Come on with me. Come on with me. Take you out tonight. You're willing, a little hesitant. Oh, but every try some line dancing. Yeah, we'll groove to all those cool country songs. Pick you up, baby, we'll head down to our favorite place. We'll have a drink of only wine. Girl, I know. swinging two-step. Try some line dancing. Yeah, we groove to all those cool country songs. I'll pick you up at 8, head down to our favorite place. We'll have a drink or only wine.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. That was Canadian country artist Francis Arsenault, and the song was called Come On With Me.